from the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri, this is a time of hope.
Due to technical recording difficulties during last Sunday's worship service, this morning's A Time of Hope will include highlights from a number of services in the recent past. Our prelude, Be Thou My Vision, is by Michelle Adjtaji on a saxophone and Reverend Lovins on the trumpet, accompanied by Phil Lewis. This morning's anthem is entitled Immortal Invisible, performed by the Good Vibrations Handbell Choir under the direction of Mr. Phil Lewis.
Thank you.
This morning's special music is provided by Mr. Steve English.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Our anthem is by our senior choir, directed by Stacy Frederick. It's entitled Come to the Water.
Come to the water, come refresh your spirits, come find the righteousness.
Our sermon this morning is a rebroadcast of the Palm Sunday sermon by Reverend Jody Furness Wright entitled Beginning of the End or Beginning of the Beginning. And on this Sunday, we also celebrated the rite of confirmation for several of our young people.
Oh, give thanks to God, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say, God's steadfast love endures forever.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to God. This is the gate of God. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is God's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O God. O God, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. We bless you from the house of God.
The sovereign is God, and God has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to God, for God is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever.
Thanks be to God for the words from the psalm. Matthew 21, 1 through 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is God's good news. Thanks be to God. So there was a little country church, kind of like where I was this morning out at Salem. And in front of this country church, there was the minister and one of the lay leaders, and they were holding a large sign. The sign said, "Repent, the end is near." And as they stood there holding this big sign that said, "Repent, the end is near," here comes a little red convertible. Well, the driver slows down to read the sign. Then he laughs and he shouts at them, "Religious nuts," and puts his foot on the gas and speeds off. Well, just a moment later, there is a loud screech and a splash and a crash. And the leader of the church turns to the minister and says, "I told you we should have said, 'Turn around, bridge out ahead.'" So often our religious language gets in the way of communicating both our joy and our warnings for the times ahead. But it would have been sort of appropriate, wouldn't it, as Jesus came into Jerusalem on the donkey with the palm branches being laid down and the cloaks being laid down, if somebody had held up a sign for Jesus and the disciples that said, "Repent, the end is near." For the word repent simply means turn around, go a different way, because there's a crucifixion in the near future. Turn around, crucifixion ahead. beginning of the end. Because this week, we do make that change from the joy of palms to the sorrow of the passion. And maybe if they'd seen that sign, they could have turned around and gone back to the Mount of Olives, and we wouldn't have this terrible week ahead. But then we also wouldn't have Easter. So Jesus knew that the entry to Jerusalem did mark the beginning of the end of his days here on earth. But Jesus knew more than that as well. Jesus knew that the end of his beginning, the end of his earth days, was not the end for him, nor the end for the world, nor the end for us. No, Jesus knew that these days and this path he was about to take was the beginning of a new life for the world and for us. So it wasn't the end, but as if his road had come to a fork in the road where Jesus can choose between life and death. Now the Bible tells us, God sets before you the path of life and the path of death. Choose life. And for us who know, it may be one choice. But for the disciples who did not know, it must have seemed like Jesus was choosing to go the wrong fork in the path, for Jesus seemed to be headed towards the path of death. And yet we know that even though it was the path to crucifixion, Jesus chose the path to life, chose the path that would lead to God forever with us in times of life and in times of death. Life is like that, isn't it? Every road ends not so much with an ending as with a fork in the road. And each of those forks, when we choose, we set out on a new road. So every end is a beginning. In life, pregnancy ends with birth, baptism ends with beginning and belonging. Childhood ends with adolescence. The time of rebellion ends in adulthood. A good courtship ends in marriage. Maturity ends in old age. And old age ends in death. But death ends with a big surprise. For we know it is not the end, it is simply another beginning. We are faced with choices at every fork in the road. And we can choose the path of death, or we can choose the path of life. We try to read the signs that God has put there for us, and that our tradition and our church has put there for us. And sometimes we make wonderful, right choices with the help of those around us. But sometimes we do not. We head out on the wrong road. What a wonderful grace God gives us in that when we discover we are on the wrong road that leads to death or a dead end, we can turn around, come back, and choose again. For that is grace and forgiveness. Now, confirmation is actually an ending. You are ending your life in the Sunday school. You are ending your life as being trained this past year. You are ending confirmation today. But, like most endings, confirmation is not an end. It is a beginning. And what it is the beginning of your life commitment to the church and to Jesus. It is the end of a road where your parents and your sponsors and this church have held you in their faith by their commitment. I'll say that again, it's important. You have reached the end of the road where your parents and sponsors and this church have held you in their faith by their commitment. But now you are at a fork in the road where you decide whether or not to go forward in Christ's path with your faith and with your commitment. It is the beginning of a new life of your commitment to your faith. And in this way, in every generation, the church is born anew. So you are the new beginning of the new church. Oh, we hope we have given you all the tools you need. We probably missed some. So, don't hesitate to ask if you come to a fork in the road and you can't read the signs. That's what church is for. And church, remember that you have promised. If they or any one of you come to a fork in the road where you can't read the signs and you need help, you have promised that help to one another. Another thing is you're probably going to make some wrong choices. I know, trained up well, but still, probably going to make some wrong choices. Don't be afraid to turn around and go another way. God has offered you that grace. Church, remember, when they or any one of you have set out on a road and they discover it was not the right and godly path for them and they come back, offer them the grace that God offers. Love them back onto the right path. We have promised to bear God's grace to each other and to the world. And most important, most important, remember as you journey, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate you or any of us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So church and confirmands, as we seek to follow Jesus from palms to passion this week, we'll remember these three things. First of all, we'll remember that his disciples followed him into Jerusalem even though they were afraid. And they were very afraid. They thought Jesus was choosing the path to death. And they were frightened. In the midst of that great fear, they chose to follow Jesus anyway. We remember that the disciples during this week lost their way. They forgot that they were following Jesus. They abandoned him. They betrayed him. They found themselves in despair. And yet even they were able to turn around and find a new way. And most of all, this week we remember that when it came to what seemed to be the very end of the road, it was just the beginning. Will you pray with me? Lord of the journey, we would follow you through every stage of our lives, through every ending to every new beginning. God, we know sometimes we misread the signs and that we take the wrong road. So we give you heartfelt thanks for the grace of your continued presence with us, even when we are lost. Teach us to turn around when we need to look to others for help when we need to guide others when they need us and to offer one another grace as you have offered us grace, to commit ourselves to your beloved community, to be the Christ light for the world. In this and in every generation, we pray in your holy name. Amen. Thank you.
We're glad you joined us in this time of hope. If you don't have a church home in this area, please come and grow with us at the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning, with church following at 10:30. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.